Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Rod Stewart was at number one on the UK singles chart on this day in 1972 with You Wear It Well. It was the singer's second UK number one, taken from his album Never a Dull Moment.
I've never wanted to be a leader of a band. I never wanted to be a dictator. You know, I never wanted to tell the band what they've got to play. I was trying to sort of submerge myself within the band. You know, I just want to be the singer in the group. You wear it well. A little old-fashioned, but that's all.
Sinking, or he wouldn't get in touch with me. Though I ain't begging for losing my head, I sure do want you to know that you wear it well.
Michael Jackson shot to number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1995 with a song written by R. Kelly, You Are Not Alone. It holds a Guinness World Record as the first song in the 37-year history of the Billboard Hot 100 to debut at number one. His brother Jermaine also wrote a book titled You Are Not Alone, which reflects on his death and also his childhood.
There he was laying there, and LaToya was there before us, and he was lifeless. I touched his forehead, his face, and it was still soft, and I kissed him. I pulled his eyeballs back to look in his eyes, his eyelids, and I just told him how much I love him and I'm gonna miss you so much.
This day in 2000, Madonna scored her 10th UK number one single with Music. She's enjoyed a total of 57 chart hits.
First of all, you have to be really passionate about what you do and really believe in what you do, because there's going to be a lot of fights and battles and struggles along the way. So my best advice is to really believe and love what you do. You always have to fight for things that are worth it. So put your boxing gloves on.
And on this day in 2016, the Eagles' greatest hits, 1971-75, returned to the US album chart thanks to a 99-cent sale price in the Google Play Store. The album, released in 1976, was already the largest selling compilation album in history, with worldwide sales of over 42 million copies. Here's the late Glenn Frey chatting about which albums and musicians he admired in the 70s.
Sgt. Pepper was a landmark album for me. Pet Sounds, the Beach Boys record, was definitely a landmark record. You know, there's a few more. Layla comes to mind. Anything by Otis Redding, anything by Aretha Franklin. I'm a big Clapton fan, but I also like Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel and Paul Carrack, and you know. You can't hide.
That is Today in Music for Wednesday, the 2nd of September, Mix 104.9.